Hello and welcome to the Quarantine Diaries by Marta Jepp.
Day 11, don't give up. March 29, Sunday. Wake up in the middle of the night, weird dreams again. I have a yoga session at 9 and made sure I had everything ready before I went to bed, so I could literally jump into from my bed to the mat. 8:57 a.m. I think I can make it in 3 minutes. Quickly put my leggings on and press on the link for the session. It's 9:03, so not too bad. Well, they're already doing breathing exercises. People are taking punctuality very seriously in the age of the apocalypse. I catch up with the breathing exercises and notice our teacher today is pregnant. Higher chances of having a mild session and not a muscle killer are pretty high. I like that. Sure. Pregnancy goals, her. In the meantime, I struggle breathing in and out and find myself making positions up. Not very receptive on a Sunday at 9 without a drop of coffee. Not at all. We finally lie on the floor and I notice my carpet floor, it needs serious hoovering, like a lot. Never mind. Now it's relaxing time, so hoovering goes later. Hoover, shower, breakfast, and no milk. It seems I'm not having my morning coffee today. Well, I can't make a fuss about breakfast either because I'm meeting Chris for lunch. So I put the last slice of bread I have left in the freezer, cut a couple of kiwis and put the kettle on. I might not have morning coffee, so green tea will do, I guess. But, you know, it doesn't. It never does. And you know it very well, so stop lying to yourself. Anyway, seems to be a sad Sunday breakfast for today. I don't know, just don't feel very motivated. I get into the room, and as I'm getting into the room, I spill some of the boiling water over my leg. Great. Sat Sunday breakfast is pushing boundaries. Doesn't matter. Breathe in. Breathe out. Spilled boiling water over my body is not a reason for a breakdown in terms of the apocalypse. I finish my breakfast and attempt to write. Fuck. I really need my morning coffee. And I need to the shop as well, by the way. Check what time I have set with Chris. And it turns out we were meeting for dinner and not for lunch. Well, that's cool. I have plenty of time to do the shop. So draft a list for my shopping and get sorted. And as I look in the mirror, I can see my hair is turning me into a ship. A sad Sunday ship. Ooh. Drama queen is crippling and that's not good. Anyway, whatever. That's fine. Never mind. Messy bun, jeans and trolley. I pick my house keys for the first time in 8 days and head to the Apocalypse Village. Seems to be adventure time. It starts to rain. Great. Forgot the umbrella. That's cool. Head back home, pick the umbrella and get back on my way, fighting with the cold, windy weather and no coffee in my veins, so I find pretty hard to see anything positive out of the bloody way I'm having towards the apocalyptical supermarket. Well, it seems Drama Queen is not very happy, so don't push her, London weather, just don't you dare. The wind breaks my umbrella. Fucking fantastic. I look around and Londoners seem to be in their element with this social distance. So much coordination walking down the streets. I bet it's not the same back in Spain. As I get to Apocalyptical Supermarket, I can see the social distanced queue I have to wait. There is a security guard counting the number of people getting in and out. Somehow I feel like I'm in apocalyptical Disneyland. The queue goes rather fast. At the entrance, a security guard is squeezing some hand sanitizer on everyone who gets in, which is great. It seems that hand sanitizers are becoming the condoms of our apocalyptic society. Stay safe, stay protected. This is another great, catchy sentence for the government, I guess. Sorry, just got really... The catchy sentence was really great. Anyway, I get in and get some of the hand sanitizer and proceed to navigate through the aisles. And at least I got everything I needed, including a pack of 18 toilet rolls, eggs, a bottle of red wine and plenty of milk. And in the background, a gentle voice reminds us of certain product restrictions and to be sensible with our shopping, because they are going to refill everything anyway. So just be mindful of that. I just find very funny that the gentle voice was used not long ago to make offers and giveaways. I make the big shop and I think it's going to keep me safe for like another 2 weeks. And as I'm about to pay, a gentle shopping assistant approaches and says, take it as a compliment, but, and it's always the same. Here we go. I need proof of your ID. Fuck. I don't have it. Didn't bring it with me. It's in the wallet along with all the coronavirus pennies, and I haven't touched it since the last expedition. So here we are. I say, well, I'm 29, I swear. And honestly, don't you dare taking my wine away, you gentle shopping assistant, because I have a very dangerous drama queen waiting for the perfect moment to make a scene. And we don't want that. We don't want it. And even though I understand, you know, this gentle shopping assistant is trying to do his job, I think, in all honesty, who the fuck cares? It's the midst of the apocalypse. Who cares? But, you know, I'm trying to check on my form some kind of proof of identity to get that wine. And the gentle shopping assistant retracts and he goes, oh, well, looking at your eyes, I can tell you're 29. Right. I don't really know how to take that. But at this point, I don't really care as long as he approves the age check on the system. So he lets me go. I say thank you, pay and leave with my wine. So thank God for that. On my phone, lovely song from Brown Prototypes, Enjoy It, starts playing. And it's amazing. It's a lovely song, but I'm not enjoying this Sunday very much. In fact, it's not even 3 and I could perfectly call it a day. I get back, disinfect everything, clean the soles of my shoes with bleach and get changed. And as soon as I get to my room, oh, I can feel like I can breathe again. It's a safe haven, honestly. I'm not leaving my house in the next 2 weeks as I am, and I'm, you know, absolutely fine with that. No problem at all. And I refuse to give in to drama queen. So, I don't let her win. So I decide to give the day another chance and make coffee and toasts, even though it's close to 4, but that's okay. Maybe that makes me feel a little bit better. And it does feel a little bit better, honestly. But I can feel drama queen has been pissed off for long enough not to care about the toasts or the coffee. And she's there, sitting and not living. She's there. So there she is. I finished my post of today and it's meant to be the Ladies Who Comics Award Festival on Facebook. But I haven't been shortlisted and I really don't feel like dressing to impress. nor wearing red lippy or, I don't know, putting any makeup on. I don't even feel like dancing to random playlists today. Oh, fuck the world today. I just put a messy bun, glasses and a big sweater on because I couldn't be less bothered. And I have a FaceTime with Sis and she tries to cheer me up and she can tell I'm not feeling great today and I'm not my usual self. And we have a laugh, but as soon as we hang up, then here she goes again. Drama Queen is back there. And she's sitting and waiting for her scene. I have a dinner with Chris and it's kind of the same. He cheers me up and we plan to meet on Friday for a booze and games night. And it sounds like a great evening and that's going to be fun. And Mom sends me funny videos and that tells me it's just a Sunday feeling. And despite the quarantine, our bodies still struggle with going back to Monday. All I need to have is a good sleep and that will be fine. Yeah, I guess that might be that. I don't know, I guess it's that. I don't feel like listening to music or anything and it's so pretty annoying. So I put myself into bed and I'm so keen to finish the day. And right before Drama Queen waves her victory flag against my will, you know what? I decide to surrender. I let her take the stage and sink into the feeling I've been repressing for the whole day. I've been sad and I didn't want to face it. And for the first time, I realized that I miss my family and friends. And maybe all Drama Queen needed was a hug. But she couldn't have it because I'm far from everyone. And I gently honor her and give her the space she needs. And I cry as long as needed until she's out of my system. Because in times of war, it is important to know what battles are worth fighting and worth losing. And this one was definitely worth losing. And somehow, out of the blue, Peter Gabriel's Don't Give Up pops in my head. So I put the song in a loop until I feel everything is out and I can breathe in peace again. Don't give up. It will all be all right. Nope, I'm not giving up. Set the alarm for Monday, another day and another opportunity. And Drama Queen is gone and I feel light again.